last weekend in July.
So not really a playoff beard, or can we call it a playoff beard?
Call it a seasonal beard. Full season.
What do you think of Julian's effort?
It's not a full effort. It's taken too many pretty boy pictures throughout the year for him to rock a full beard all year.
Can you talk about just the mentality of the playoffs and how you and your team internalize that and handle it, you know, the whole one-and-done pressure mentality?
You have to understand that if you don't play your best football, you won't play another game. So that's doing everything you can during the week to be the best prepared team you can be when you walk on the field.
How do you think some guys respond to that and others don't around the league?
I mean, I really don't know. All I can really speak for is myself and really just try to do the best that I can to be the best football player that I can be the next game that I play.
Have you guys faced a running game this year that features a quarterback who can do read option stuff, and then they do like the fake end around? Like they have like a lot of scheme specifics.
I mean, there's been quite a few quarterbacks that are pretty athletic that we faced, not just this year but in years past. So I think that you just have to understand your responsibilities and not try and do somebody else's responsibility. Do your job and play it to the best of your abilities on every single play.
I know you had a little injury report issue, but overall, having Jabal Sheard here as the third guy this year, how much of that helped you get through the season?
Yeah, Jabal's, you know, been a great addition. I think that, you know, again, he's done a great job for us, and, you know, he's a good friend of mine, so happy to have him playing with me.
Rob, what about, we talked about getting Dante Hightower back, get some more help on defense there. How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, I love High next to me as well. You know, again, I think that this, you know, the week having a week to recover, you know, helps. So, again, I think that High's done a great job. He does a great job for us every year. And, you know, again, he's a really good football player.
Well, you guys are, personally, I think you're 7-7 now, making the playoffs since you arrived here. Mm-hmm. Thoughts on that?
You know, I don't know any different. So understanding that during the year you set yourself up to be in this position, and you have to execute and you have to start all over again when the playoffs start. So really you put yourself in position for the playoffs, and once the playoffs are here, you go back to not having a record and focusing on one game and putting all your effort into that one game.
There you guys are. Stats aside, 6 of the last 13 Super Bowl champions didn't make the playoffs the next year. Guys were at least able to navigate that part to get here and give you a chance. Just anything you can key in on why the team's been successful this year?
What happened last year? So you got to forget about what happened the year. You know, whatever happened the year before is not going to help you the next season. So having a short memory and understanding that anything that you've done in the past doesn't help your future. You just have to look forward and really just focus on that next season. So, again, I think we did a great job, and we still got to continue to do that moving forward here.
With his athletic ability, what kind of problems does Alex Smith pose to a guy on the edge?
Yeah, I mean, he's a quick guy. He's fast. He's definitely one of those guys that can be in the pocket and be out of the pocket in a flash. So you have to do a great job on the edge. Not just guys on the edge, but everyone in the front has to be aware and understand that this quarterback can run for first downs on any given play.
You guys have had a lot of moving parts on the defensive front this year. How do you feel come along? How's the communication been with the chemistry?
Like I said, you know, I've said it many times, there's always going to be change throughout a season. That's just the nature of the business. So I think we've done a great job. I think the coaching staff's done a great job of, you know, putting us in the best position possible to be successful. So, you know, again, I think practice, you know, that helps with communication. So, you know, having a really good week of practice this week is going to go a long way.
Rob, Tom just spoke at length in here about playoff urgency, what it means to him. He even went as far as to say he's aware that he's not the easiest guy to play with. In that locker room, what do you sense from him at this time of year? Is it just the same, or is does he even ratchet it up another level?
You know, again, I think I've said it many times. Tom is one of the most competitive people I've ever been around. So I just think that's his competitive nature, is to, you know, put himself mentally in a state where he's going to be the best guy on the field.
You guys only get so many practices rubbing pads when you get out there in pads just like, you know, this week. How does that change things, and what do you look to get out of that as a player when you put the pads on?
You know, you have to work on all the little things that when you're not in pads, you can't do. So hand placement, leverage, you know, pad level, all those things that really are what football's all about when you have the pads on and, you know, when the bullets are going. So you got to really do the best you can for that day that you're in pads to, you know, get all the looks and, you know, improve.
Couple final questions.
Rob, have you seen the positive effect of having the bye this past week on the practice field this week?
Well, I mean, any time that you have a little extra time to recover is going to help you overall. So, again, I think that, yeah.
How much more valuable is that, though, knowing how hot Kansas City has been recently and the way that you guys ended the season and all the injuries that piled up towards the end?
You know, you really just don't pay attention to that. You focus in on this week, and, you know, you understand that the team coming in is a good football team and they've won a playoff game. So, you have to prepare well and be ready to play a good football team.
Has Jimmy been effective as a scout quarterback for you guys, Garoppolo?
Very effective. I mean, Jimmy's a great quarterback, so great accuracy, moves in the pocket well. So, yeah, he definitely gives us a great look.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.